It's 27 past six. Let's check the newspaper headlines with Mike Woods. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Fran. First, a quick look at the international financial markets. US stocks rallied, rising for the fourth day in a row after Greece voted to implement a vital austerity plan, and data showed business activity was up in the US. The Dow was up 148.83 points, or 1.21%, and European stock markets also extended strong gains, London's FTSE jumping 1.53%. To the papers and many of the dailies report that an alliance of some of the country's biggest industry groups is reportedly preparing to launch a multi-million dollar campaign designed to defeat Prime Minister Julia Gillard's plans to price carbon. The Australian Trade and Industry Alliance is planning to spend at least $10 million on the campaign, using television, radio, print, the internet and social media to get its anti-carbon tax message across. The Australian says support for federal Labor in Queensland is so bad that Wayne Swan would be voted out of office and Kevin Rudd would be the only Queensland frontbencher with a safe seat. Queensland and WA have emerged as the worst states for the Gillard government and would deliver enough seats on their own in an election to give the coalition outright victory. The National Daily says analysis of news poll surveys over the past 3 months shows Labor's primary vote has been unchanged or fallen in every state across every demographic. The Melbourne Age says the country's dirtiest coal-fired power station, Hazelwood, in Victoria's Latrobe Valley, may be bought up and shut down under a federal government carbon price package. The paper says Federal Energy Minister Martin Ferguson has flagged the possibility of the government paying to retire Hazelwood or the smaller Playford plant in South Australia. The Sydney Morning Herald warns airline passengers to get themselves into a brace position for a strike by Qantas engineers. As school holidays start, Qantas engineers have warned of a series of rolling stoppages starting in Melbourne on Monday. The engineers say they're taking the action after months of fruitless negotiations between their union and airline management over a pay and conditions claim. Fran, for now, that's the papers.